Hey guys, I'm excited to be sharing a new episode with you all. I think that my conversation with Caroline is much needed. She's hilarious, and her impressions at the end will provide much needed laughter and levity to what's been a pretty hard week. With that being said, I want to just take a minute to talk about just my stance on everything that's going on and, you know, where I am and what I've been thinking about. I've been having a really hard time wrapping my head around all of the violence that the Black community has been dealing with and only has recently been shed light on because of various murders, such as that of George Floyd being caught on camera. And it just really hurts my heart, and I don't quite know how to properly articulate my words because I will never know what it's like to be discriminated because of the color of my skin. I will never know what it's like to be afraid that the people who are supposed to protect me will do the exact opposite. And it's hard because I created this podcast so that I had a way of giving people something to listen to when they were struggling and giving people something to tune into when they were having a bad day and wanted to feel like they were being heard. But it's reached a point where for the Black community, they need more than words. They need more than podcast episodes. They need people like me who are white and who come from privileged backgrounds to be doing something for them and to be supporting them as they protest against all these injustices. And so I urge everyone to show up and show love for the Black community. Reach out to your Black friends and see how they're doing and if there's any way you can help them feel safer in their communities. And like, as a white privileged woman, I am really going to try to do that as much as I can. And I also just urge everyone to speak gently to each other and speak with passion and inspiration. And just even at a time when everything just seems like there's just so many things going wrong in the world, just be kind to one another. And with that, I am going to move into this episode with Caroline. I hope you enjoy. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Sauls in the City. Today, I'm so excited to be here with Caroline Burke, who is a TikTok star and probably a future SNL star as well.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited. So why don't you just like start off by telling me, where are you from? How old are you? Where do you go to school? What's your story?
Right, yeah. Well, I live in Iowa. I grew up here. I live here now, and I am a sophomore this year at the University of Iowa, so I still live pretty close to my hometown, which is nice, and I'm 20 years old. Yeah.
That's what you're the youngest guest officially that I've had on, so.
I'm honored.
You seem a lot older than 20, though. You're, like, very mature.
That's really funny, because all my life I've always been told I look like I'm 12.
Really? Well, I feel like now I look at people and I'm like on Instagram and stuff, and like then I later find out they're like 19 or like Kaya Gerber. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Right, that's true. Yeah.
I'm like, I me at like 18,
Anyway, so in high school, did you like participate in theater? Like, were you always kind of interested in acting and things like that?
Yes. Well, I mean, all of high school, I would say. I had really bad stage fright in like middle school, but I still did like the school plays in middle school just because they're fun and it's something to do with my friends. But I was always an ensemble. I never wanted lines. Like, I did not want people to look at me. And in eighth grade, I had one line. We did High School Musical. And I was like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not, like, I was trying to give it away to my friends. I was like, I don't want people, like, I don't want to have a line. And my parents made me do it. And then I always wanted to be the center of attention after that. And so all throughout high school, I did theater at my school and at a community theater. And I took voice lessons and stuff, and I loved it. And I actually went into college like my freshman year. My major was theater, but I switched it. But yeah.
Why do you switch it?
I don't know. I was feeling really conflicted about it when I came into it. I mean, I was so like coming into college is so scary to have to feel like you have to pick a major.
Yeah.
And so I've been through a couple different majors in my short time in college, but I don't really know. There wasn't any like underlying reason. I kind of stopped once I got out of theater in high school. I felt really intimidated by like higher level like productions and stuff like that. So I just, yeah. And I was still adjusting to college, which is a
Yeah,
whole so
that in itself.
yeah.
So I think, like, well, one thing that's just interesting to me is I guess I'm only like 4 years older, but those 4 years I feel like are just like a lot more than what they seem, just given like the culture difference and like rise of social media and things like that. So I guess I just wanted to see, like, when you were in high school, like, was I'm trying to think, was Instagram like very popular? I'm like trying to backtrack into like what years that was.
Yeah, so I graduated in 2018, so my first year was 2014, and that was kind of like I think I probably downloaded Instagram when I was in seventh or eighth grade. So yeah, all throughout high school that was like a huge thing. Which obviously, high school is already hard.
Yeah.
And then add that on top. But yeah, it was that I mean, I feel like kind of my generation and maybe like a people like a year older or younger than me, like we were really the ones who experienced like high school with Instagram and Snapchat and all of that stuff like shoved in our faces, kind of.
Yeah, I feel like so terrible for those who are in high school right now. Like, I can't even imagine. It's just crazy to me.
Yeah, it adds so much pressure, and I mean, you already compare yourself to everyone when you're in high school, and then on Instagram, like, still compare yourself to everyone. So,
Did you ever feel pressure to like curate your Instagram to, reflect like a perfect life, or like adjust in any way to like fit in, or do you feel like it impacted your social life in any way?
oh, 100%, 100%. I think that I still feel like I should be better at posting like things that aren't so perfect on Instagram because obviously that's just a moment and you capture it and you filter it and like it's so mandated by what you want people to see you as. So yeah, there's definitely, I mean, in high school there was a pressure because I didn't really like I went to a very small high school. So the people I went to high school with, they were all mostly sports, like very sporty and stuff. And it makes you feel lesser being like, oh, these people are all like winning awards for all these different kinds of like things that they're doing. And like I felt less accomplished than the people I'm like,
Yeah, I feel that. I went to a small boarding school where like
Yeah, crazy.
everyone was winning things, and I was like, is there a dance award for anyone?
Right.
But so one thing I think is kind of interesting, and I had a friend on who was talking, like, she got involved in TikTok, I guess, like, earlier than, you know, like, now all the millennials are gravitating towards it because of being quarantined, and, like, I feel like we're a little, as with everything, like, jumping on the bandwagon, a little late to it. But, like, when did you, you know, start posting videos on TikTok, and, like, what was your reason for doing so?
Well, actually, my younger sister, she's 3 years younger than me, she also sort of got on, like, way before everyone else did, and when everyone was kind of still, like, making fun of it and everything. And she sort of forced me to get it. So now she likes to tell me that she was the reason that I got it. So yeah, I downloaded it and I was like, I'm just going to watch other people's videos because my sister's been showing me some. I've seen like funny videos on there. And then, I don't know, I think I just, at that point I had like, no one was following me. So I was like, I can post whatever I want. It doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. Whoever sees it. And like, again, like no one else really had it at that time. Like a lot of my friends didn't have it even. And so I just started like posting random stuff, and it's probably like a little less than a year ago, like, yeah, that I started like actually posting on it. And I just did kind of stuff that I thought was funny and like that I would have liked to see, like just dumb like skits and like making fun of shows that I watch and stuff like that. And I don't know, like the algorithm on TikTok is so interesting because of how many people are like could possibly see it.
Yeah.
It's like anyone can see it. It can come up on anyone's page if you just tag it. So I never really expected anyone to actually watch my videos, but yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy how like, I mean, I don't know how the algorithm works, but I mean, it like some videos just blow up, and like that's what happened to my friend. She's like, I don't know, suddenly I had like 3 million follows or likes or something. I'm like, I'm like aging myself, but like it's crazy. So and one thing I think that's kind of interesting is like I have a fake Instagram because I'm like 18 at heart, and I feel like TikTok in a way is kind of more of a portrayal, at least from my perspective, like a portrayal of like real life as opposed to Instagram, where you do have that, you know, curated like aesthetic and things like that. Do you find that with people like your age on TikTok, or do you think that it's still like a little bit misportraying reality?
No, I think you're right 100%, because there are things that I've posted on TikTok, like sometimes I'll post TikToks that I'm not wearing makeup, I don't have my hair done, and it's like I would never think about doing that on Instagram. So I feel like even though I have more followers and more, there's potentially more people that would see it, for some reason it feels more casual to me, and it doesn't feel like as much pressure when I'm posting. Like, and there's like some of the videos I posted, I say dumb stuff or whatever, I'm being like goofy or whatever, and I'm just like, some of my friends that have TikTok post their TikToks on their Instagram stories, and I just have never done that. Even though that's like who I am on TikTok, I don't know. I feel like that's 100% true, that it's definitely more of like real people doing real things and not pretending to be this perfect.
Yeah, it's funny. I feel like even though it, as you said, like has the potential to reach more people, you know, rather than just like a single snap, just like shot, it's whatever, 15 seconds to 60 seconds. People are just like more free to like, you know, post whatever and like not give a shit.
Yeah.
Or at least that's what mine does, but I only have like 10 views per video. Thank God. So you obviously have like a ton of followers and a ton of likes. Like, how do you deal with any comments that, you know, may be like mean or trolly? Or do you get those?
Yes, I do. I feel like I've been really lucky, because people I've seen, you know, I go through comments on other people's TikToks, and people can be really mean for no reason, and that's just like what the internet is. But I feel like I've been really lucky in that for the most part, most of my comments are very nice. And for the most part, I feel very lucky in that sense. But I do get the occasional very angry, like unnecessarily just like had to take time out of their day to tell me that they don't like me for whatever reason. And I wish that I could say that it didn't affect me and that it like could just move on with my day. But I do, like, I'll think about it throughout the day. And I don't know. It really sucks because I feel so defensive about them. Even though, you know, the majority of the comments are super nice and like encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, the ones that always stick with you are the bad ones. And that's just like how our brains work for some reason. But I don't know. I would say I need to be better about dealing with them because sometimes I try to make a joke back and like respond to them and like kind of pretend like I don't care, which often people don't reply after that. So I feel like that usually works, but maybe, you know, I'm trying to just not even interact with them at all. Just, you know.
Yeah. At the end of the day, if you're taking the time to like think of a mean comment for someone you don't know, like how sad is your life?
Right, exactly.
And I was gonna say, so one thing I was thinking is like, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't Lil Nas X like discovered through TikTok?
I feel like I should know this. But I don't know either, but I think he was definitely discovered on social media.
So, yeah. And like regardless, I feel like there's so many people who have, you know, become really famous through this, which is insane, but like awesome and power to them. Has seeing like all this positive feedback and you know, like resharing and reposting your like impressions and things like that, has that made you shift more back to the mentality of like, oh, maybe I do want to go into acting, or like maybe that like this is more like my path?
Yeah, 100%. And I've always said that I would love to do comedy, like professionally someday. And so I think that, I don't know, there, it was weird because I didn't really ever like think that I could do it. I never thought I was funny enough or like good enough, to like professionally pursue comedy. But ever since I got TikTok and like people have been saying, you know, they might be just saying that to be nice, but, I definitely feel like, oh, maybe I could, like, if the right person saw this, you know, maybe like, I don't know, maybe there could be a way for me to do that professionally, which I would love to do. But maybe I should stay in college just in case.
No, like I seriously, will you have to like move to New York once, I mean, hopefully the pandemic's over by when you graduate and go to like UCB, I like guarantee you will be discovered by someone in SNL.
Thank you.
Like, I'm not just saying that. I my roommate's boyfriend, he goes to UCB or like takes classes there back when we could. And like every comedian I've talked to goes there or went there. And a lot of SNL people, like, I see it. If my podcast ever blows up, hopefully like John Mulaney listens.
And you could put in a good word with Lauren for me.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of going on that note about like comedy, it's like I've interviewed a couple of comics, and part of what we talked about was using comedy as like a means of therapy and like a way to like make light out of certain situations. Did you ever find that, like, I mean, granted, you're doing like more impressions and things like that, but did you ever find that like acting or making jokes was therapeutic for you?
Oh, 100%. Yes. I mean, I think like making jokes about myself and you know, even being self-deprecating sometimes has always been like a defense mechanism for me. But I kind of did it, like, I've always done it in a way that was sort of funny, which, and then, you know, people would laugh at it and just encourage me to do it more. So, yeah. And then, I mean, obviously comedy can be like very, like you said, very therapeutic in a way. Like even just watching like some of my favorite comedians and stuff, you can tell that people, like a lot of people that are in comedy use it in that way. And I think I definitely, I mean, I've grown up watching like comedies with my dad and watching SNL skits and like that kind of stuff. And so it's always been a big part of my life. So I think that it always was just there if I ever needed it. If that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. And it's like, it's interesting because, you know, I feel like it's almost a cliche, like the, especially specifically with men, maybe that's a generalization, but like the correlation between like mental health issues and comedy, like Pete Davidson, for example, is like very open about it. And on one hand, like I don't think it should be a substitute for therapy, but I do think that there's something very good about like talking about it for the very least.
Oh yes, yeah. And like people like Pete Davidson have been very open about it, which I think is really awesome for, you know, because some comedians feel like they can't really talk about it because they're always supposed to be funny.
Mm-hmm.
But Pete definitely, and also one of my favorite comedians, Bo Burnham, he also like, you know, in some of his Netflix specials, he's very funny and he's like very, like he'll be very animated and goofy at one point and then he'll sit down at the piano and sing a song and it's actually really emotional and you're like, this is funny, but I'm also like feeling really bad for him and like it feels like he's like struggling. And so I don't know, there's definitely a way to incorporate it and talk about it without it being kind of the joke.
At college or when you were in high school, did you ever do like stand up or anything like that?
I did not. It's something that really, the idea of it has always been really scared me, but also it's something I've always wanted to try. And now that I'm in college, I think there's so many opportunities to do it. So it's definitely something I'd love to try. It's just the whole writing process of writing something that has to make a whole room full of people laugh. It would probably be the challenge for me, but it's something that I've actually been thinking a lot about and something that I definitely want to do once this is all over.
Yeah, I guess now you can just like practice in the mirror.
That's true. Use my family as an audience. Yeah.
Okay, so I wanted to throw some rapid fire names and have you do your impressions for them. A, because I selfishly want to hear, and B, because everyone who listens needs to hear this. And after I'm done, if you have any others you're working on, like, hit me, okay? Okay, so first, Carol Baskin.
Oh, gosh, okay.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens, it's Carol at Big Cat Rescue. My eyes are dead. It's like my head. I mean, what? I love cats.
Oh my gosh, I'm like gonna try to not. I was sure like mute myself. So yeah, I'm gonna mute myself when you say these. Okay, Jessica from Love is Blind.
Okay.
Hey, B. I love that. I just really feel like I like really can connect with you and like it's just like so easy for me to talk to you.
Okay, let's see. Alexis Rose.
David.
Honestly, David, you need to back up and leave me alone because I'm going through a lot right now, okay? This whole pandemic is like really messing with like the volume in my hair and everything. And it's really starting to stress me out.
Okay, Moira Rose. Moira, did I say that right?
Moira.
In the lee of a picturesque ridge lies a small, unpretentious winery, one that pampers its fruit like its own babies.
I'm still working on that one. I don't know how Catherine works that, but it's
like, that's so good. I don't know how she does that for like 60-minute or 30-minute episodes.
I know. So good.
Elle Woods.
So when you said that you would always love me, you were just dicking around.
Spot on. Jess Day from New Girl.
She has so many good things to say. I don't even know where to start.
That's dumb. You're dumb. Nick.
That's so spot on. My one friend like hates, I love Zoe Deschanel, but my one friend like hates her.
Oh no. I love her too.
I guess she's definitely an acquired taste.
Oh, this one killed me. McKenna from The Bachelor.
I know that this girl right here is tough. And she's strong. And she's beautiful. And she knows what she deserves.
You kind of even look like with her with the hair, like a little bit.
I've gotten that before. It's funny. She actually commented on that video.
Really?
Yeah. She was like, needs some work.
Oh, well. Okay, McKenna, calm down. How far did you make it? Kate McKinnon.
I do have a cat, and I love my cat very much. My name is Kate, but that is not my cat's name. That would be ridiculous.
My cat is my best friend, and without my cat, I would not be able to survive this pandemic.
Too good. And then I know you do, or you mentioned that you like practice Kristen Wiig's ones. Mm-hmm. So, yes. Bridesmaids, Kristen Wiig.
I'm Helen. Have you met my best friend, Lillian? We've only known each other for 5 minutes.
You do. Helen knows the owner.
Big whoop.
Oh my god, that's like my favorite movie when she's like on the plane.
The plane is the best part. Oh. Me and my parents all the time.
Californians, which like I tried it and do the impression of, and like I thought I was good, and then it's all you.
Okay. Store at this time of day? Gonna be jammed. Are you crazy?
The Target lady.
Welcome to Target. A Target gift card. I'm not a lesbian.
Oh yeah, I was just listening, watching that episode. Can you do? I haven't seen this on your TikTok, but I don't even know how to pronounce. Oh, you know, like Denise Manerol. The girl with the tiny hands, like,
which... Oh, yes, Denise. Oh, let me think. There was one. I used to watch those all the time when I was little.
She's so funny. I love Kristen Wiig.
What's the one she says with it?
With my, by myself.
Oh, my gosh, too good. Are there any others you're working on? Those are the ones I wrote down.
I don't know. I'm always looking for ones that I potentially can do. People sometimes request them, but otherwise I'm just like, I don't know. I'm kind of working on Maya Rudolph, but I don't know if it's ready.
It's okay. You can test it out.
Okay. It's a very specific part. It's from an SNL skit where she was playing Whitney Houston. Bobby Bear, Bobby.
Actually, I know that skit now that you say it. Oh my gosh, she's so good. And like now with all the, well, I mean, not now, but back when SNL was actually live, when she would do the Kamala Harris ones.
Yes.
So funny.
I always loved Kate McKinnon's Elizabeth Warren too.
Oh, too good. So has anyone like, because now with all of, like the pandemic and like people flocking towards TikTok, have any comedians commented on your, or like people in SNL? Like I know that Chloe Fineman, who you kind of remind me of, like recently posted one with as Carol Baskin. Like have people, you know, seen your videos?
You know, it's weird because you never really know. I mean, I can't see who's all liking it, so I never really know whose For You page I can end up on. But I actually, this is so random, but the Today Show commented on on my first impression video.
Oh my god, that's like, so cool.
I was like, tell Hoda I said hi. So that was random. But yeah, them and then McKenna was not a fan. But and then this is also super random, but the girl who played Young Jenna and 13 Going on 30 commented on one of my videos. I thought that was so funny. I love that movie.
Wow, that's so random.
No.
She's got to be like 30 now.
Yeah, she probably is. I was like, maybe I should work on a Jenna for her.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Well, anyways, I always end by asking a series of questions unrelated to impressions or anything like that, but I need a better preface for how to, you know, bring that in. But the first question is, what's one thing in your life that's happened to you that's made you a stronger person today?
Oh, I like that question. I think probably just going off to college my freshman year was really like a very anxious experience for me, but I think you know, and it was obviously not easy being away from home for the first time, but I learned, like, all last year was just me like learning how to be by myself and how to like being by myself, which I think will be very useful in my adult life. So I mean, though it was hard at the time, and I hated being alone. Like, some Saturdays I would be alone in my dorm if my roommate was gone or whatever, and I used to hate it, but like I had to just sort of learn how to be like, whatever, I'm gonna do a face mask and order a quesadilla and like watch YouTube videos or whatever. So I think, you know, putting myself out there and being afraid to go to college and to be away from all of my friends and all my family and my dogs, that definitely made me stronger and made me better at being alone and hanging out with myself.
Yeah, I feel like one thing that I remember, like, having this big, like epiphany when I was, I don't know, I think it was the summer after my sophomore year, when I was like, hey, I can be alone and not, like, lonely and alone are just not even the same thing at all. Like, yeah, I love being alone and, like, doing my own. I mean, now I would love some, you know, human interaction, but... Do you believe everything happens for a reason?
Yes, I do. I mean, it's definitely a hard thing to think about right now.
Yeah.
Why is all of this happening? What's the reason? But I definitely would like to think that there's a purpose for everything and a chain of events that's, you know, meant to happen in your life.
Yeah, I think the butterfly effect, like, I think about that all the time. Just so, like, with one little action, like... it causes, like, down the line, like, something completely different than if you'd taken a different path, like, you'd be in a different place.
Yes.
If a crystal ball could tell you anything about yourself, your life, the future, or anything else, what would you most want to know?
I would probably want to know, I don't know, being in your 20s is so weird because you have no idea where you're going to end up. So that, I mean, that's kind of the exciting part of being in your 20s, but I like to plan. So I'd like to know, you know, kind of where I'm going to, I guess where I'd be in like 5 years from today, like where I'd live and what my life would look like.
Yeah. I always get like stuck on that question because I'm on a hand. I'm like, I don't want to know anything. Right. And then one guy I interviewed was like, I want to know all the lottery numbers. I was like, that's good.
That's the answer. Dang, I want to change my answer to that.
Same. Have you heard of the book The Defining Decade?
I feel like I've heard of it, yeah.
I haven't read it, but it's about your 20s, and I'm, like, about to be halfway through, so I should definitely get that before I am like, oh, shit, I wish I did all this stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'll definitely need to read that.
Do you have a favorite quote or a mantra you live by?
There's one mantra that I really like, and I don't know where it's from, so I'm sorry to whoever said it, but, it's everything in moderation, even moderation.
Oh yeah. I love that. What do you love most about yourself?
I would say my ability to make people laugh, because it's like my favorite thing in the world to do. And it's one of the best feelings ever.
And you're making a ton of people laugh. I wish I could, like, pull it up right now and just see how many via social media. And then lastly, even though I guess, I don't know if you're in a city now, but how do you find solace in the city or just whatever circumstance you're in?
I would say learn how to be on your own, like I was saying, and find some people who are in your city who care about you and who love you and who you know will always be there. And if you have them and you have yourself and you have love and respect for them and for yourself, I think there's definitely a solace in that and knowing that people have your back.
Oh, 100%. Well, Caroline, thank you so much for, I just actually want to give a quick like explanation to people listening of how I like found you and like the creep that I am, but I was scrolling through TikTok and I was like dying at your videos. And then I was like, I need to have this girl on before she becomes too famous. And like, I don't, and so I like DM'd through TikTok and here we are.
Oh, your message was not creepy at all. I get so many more creepy messages than that. Don't worry about it.
Oh God, I don't even want to know. Oh my God. Well, for everyone who's listening, where can they follow you on Instagram, TikTok, plug everything?
Okay. My Instagram and Twitter are both Caroline K. Burke, B-O-U-R-K-E. It's spelled wrong. But and then my TikTok is Carrot Lime.
I would definitely recommend the TikTok video specifically. Well, anyways, thank you so much.